listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
I'm going to look forward to being there on Sunday night, which will be my birthday night. So that'll be kind of a nice birthday present.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us another story of one of these young people. People love stories. They love testimonies.
I mean, there was another young man who came from some level of believers, but he had gotten involved in street gangs. He got involved in shooting somebody. The guy didn't die. So he wasn't charged with murder, but he was charged with something else. And then somehow, miraculously, it was like maybe a first offense that the judge, who had been putting all these other people in jail before him in this jail setting, he said, oh, this was a woman. He said, I don't want to see you back in my courtroom. And he basically gave the guy a break. And there was no reason for him to do that based upon this person's testimony. And so he didn't end up going to jail, and God ended up turning his life around. But there were just so many beautiful stories of these young people and all the things that they had, you know, gotten into, and then God had gotten, had set them free from. And so the beauty of this relationship with Christ is, you know, it's not going to be over till it's over. You know, God has work for us to do. He has work to do in us. I mean, hey, there's still things God's working on in me, and listening to all these kids, you know, most of them have certain things God's still working on them, but the testimonies were just really beautiful. And, I'm going to hear some more tonight. We're going to have a service again tonight, a healing service. Yeah.
Where will that service
be? That'll be at Victory Church in Albany on Vly Road off of Central Avenue in Albany, New York.
Well, great. So, all right. Now, there were some other subjects we wanted to broach today. I like testimonies and stories.
Well, how about a good one for any person who's married, having some trouble with issues in their marriage? I have something that you mentioned, my wife, Anne.
Yes, please.
Anne said something to me that was really profound.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's true about every relationship we have. And I don't know. I don't know if we were having an argument or whatever. I don't think we're having an argument. I think we're just talking. And she said something to me that was just wonderful. And this is something for you to think about regarding whether it's your wife, your son, your daughter, it's a challenge. She said, David, she said, the way you treat me is the way you treat Jesus. Wow. And I thought, that is absolutely true. In light of the body of Christ, Jesus said, we're all part of this universal body of Christ. So if you're part of the body, Rhett, and I treat you harshly, you're a part of Jesus's body. I'm being mean to you. I'm being mean to Jesus. You make up his body. And so Anne made the point to me that the way I treat other people is the way I'm treating Jesus. So wake up.
Okay, Paul did say that. He said, esteem others greater than self. And this is a hard lesson to learn. It's taken me 70 years. I'm still learning and becoming, but it's to try, if I'm in a situation, to understand if there's one person in the room or there's 10 people in the room, if I'm pleasing to my Lord and Savior, Jesus, I'm really first and foremost supposed to put them, I'm in service of others above self, and therein find my joy. It's much more joyful than for me to be worried. Like recently, I went into a meeting. I'll make a little confession here. I went into a meeting, and I was worried about a place where I usually sit in this big, it's a big square of seats, and I sit right in one place. I go there all the time. And I actually kind of pushed by this other guy. There are two guys walked in ahead of me, and they were talking to the greeter, which I didn't even notice. And as it turns out, she's a friend of mine. And so I went back and got greeted by her later on. But I pushed by selfishly and then found out, well, hardly anybody was seated anyway. There was my seat. I took my seat. And then the whole time during that meeting, I thought, that guy over there must think I'm a jerk the way I pushed to around his left side to get to my seat. And, you know, and I said, there you go again. See, you put yourself first. And I said, there's no joy in that. So somebody else took that seat. Big deal. You know, we like our little cubicle. This is the seat that I always sit in. This is where I go. That's my pew. Hey, there's a new family in town. They're sitting in my seat in church. Hey, get out of there. No.
Well, I'm proud of you, Rhett. That's great that you have that self-awareness that sometimes we don't have enough of.
Yeah, and it's much more.
One thing the Lord showed me, this is one thing he showed me, Rhett, when I'm working with people. I believe God said, look, when you look at your sons, Jeffrey and Josh, they could make all sorts of mistakes, but you love them anyway, right? Well, God said to me, I want you looking at everybody like they're your son or your daughter. And when you look at them, I want you to be proud of them. I want you to look at them like I look. God says, I see people through the blood of Jesus. He sees us like a proud father. And so the Lord's really told me, when I look at you, I should look at you with a sense of hope and anticipation that something good's going to happen, not only for me, but for you.
And I remember one time I was feeling like I wanted to maybe be corrective to certain people or point out their sin. And the Lord said that these were unsaved people. And the Lord said, wait a second. You have seen God. They have not. Now, I haven't seen him, but in other words, spiritually seen him, because I've been rebirthed and I'm growing in him. So it was like he was saying, you're the servant to those people. I didn't send you to judge those people. Demonstrate the love of Jesus to them. And it's hard not to do that. So we have to be very careful. You know, I just went and I took a class in Pennsylvania on the book of John. I've always wanted to read the book of John. I mean, I've read the book of John, but really get into a depth with scholars. And I was really pleased that I went to this training place where they train up future pastors and stuff. And no one seemed to be puffed up. And I was surprised, because a lot of academics or quote unquote scholarly people, can sometimes, because they have a greater intellect in a certain area, they can get to thinking maybe they're superior to the average Joe like me. But what they don't know is the average Joe like me and the average Jane or Joe out there who's listening to this or viewing this, you too have special gifts. You know you do. None of us get all the gifts. So no one really has the right to be puffed up, because even the Bible does say knowledge puffeth up. So watch out, because the Bible also said, let he who thinks he knows anything understand he or she has begun to know nothing. We're talking about an eternity of growing. It never ends. So let he who thinks he or she knows anything understand they've begun to know nothing. You are not called to be in judgment of others, just like I see a lot of people judging other ministries. You know, there's a guy who speaks a lot about having positive thoughts and positive thinking. And they say, well, you know, he doesn't really bring up the sin a lot. Well, for some people, somebody like that might be the last door before hell. So I would suggest that no matter who you are, don't judge another person's ministry. The Bible says, who are you to judge another man's servant? Well, if somebody is, working for the Lord, back off. People spending, some people get all involved in this. Their whole ministry is like getting on YouTube or getting in front of the church and putting, stop. Stop with the division. Leave it up to God. You're not Jesus. Thank God you're not Jesus. And thank God Almighty I'm not Jesus. We are called to bring the healing balm to others. And if you have something against a brother, stop talking about it. Go and see that person face to face.
Well, I think that's true. I would say this, in the idea of health, right? If you are having trouble with what you're eating, you go see a nutritionist maybe who's really knowledgeable about what you should eat to be healthy. And I think in light of our walk with God, we should be aware of, again, that community. You want to be careful. If you're an alcoholic, don't go to the bar to get fellowship and community. If you have trouble with women and you're single, don't go to a bar where there are a lot of single women hanging out that probably aren't Christians. So I think in light of what you said, it is very important that regarding community or our diet, be it our spiritual diet, our physical diet, we need to be careful that we're getting a good, well-balanced diet. And I think people, Rhett, truly many times are concerned that people don't have a healthy diet, whether it's too much people contact, not enough people contact, too much hobbies, not enough church, not enough prayer. You know, the idea with Christ is he strikes a balance. So I understand what you're saying. I don't think we're not called to attack. We're called to build up. Love edifies.
Yes.
And so instead of wasting our time attacking other people, why don't you go out and help somebody today? Be a blessing to somebody today. Maybe you can call somebody today that you've been thinking about, and you just should call them and say, hey, I'm thinking about you. I've been praying for you. Is everything okay? And
yeah.
I'm going to do the same.
Well, right now we have about a minute and a half left. I'm going to give you, maybe 30, 40 seconds. So it's succinct and to the point, but could you please lead? Someone who's listened to this broadcast today, maybe they need the Lord. Maybe they have not had the born again experience. Folks, if you don't know that you're born again, you're not. Okay. You will know that you know somewhere within you that you have been birthed. And Jesus said, make sure you're born from above. I wish above all things that thou were either hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I shall spew thee out of my mouth. So, David, lead us in a prayer of salvation, okay?
This sounds like this. Let's just have a conversation with God. God, I'm a sinner. I've had issues and trouble in my life. I've fallen short of your glory. This is just a conversation you can have right now at any time and say, God, I am a sinner. I've fallen short. You sent your son, Jesus. I come today to say I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the living God, and I ask him for mercy. Forgive me of my sins. Restore me to a life of abundance and joy and peace. I'm asking you, Father, to come into my heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. Fill me up with love, joy, and peace today as I commit my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I ask you to make something of my life. I ask you to fill me with purpose and peace and joy and all the things, God, that only you can give me. I surrender my life today, and I ask you to come into my life, lead me, guide me the rest of my days, that I would serve you and love you and find fulfillment and the abundant life you promised. And we pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill that one today with all the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
And remember, folks, it's a new day. If you want it to be, I'm Red Palmer. We've been talking with my lifelong friend, David Usher, and we wish the best for you. So tell all the world about Jesus. And remember, if it's a new day, if you want it to be, you can always start your day over. God bless you. We'll see you next time. I'm Red Palmer.
Tell them his love is true. Tell all the world about Jesus. Tell them he loves them too.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day are underwritten by Palm Beach Ironworks, specializing in structural steel fabrication and installation. Palm Beach Ironworks also provides machine shop services, welding, press brake, shear and brake, and they work with steel, stainless steel, or aluminum. Located at 7768 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Ironworks can be reached at 561-683-1816.
Mercy is a song singing to my heart, telling me it's okay, come just as you are. I never heard a melody like the one that's singing over me, and I just want to sing along, 'cause mercy is a song and freedom is a choir, swaying back and forth, shining in the shadow of a stained glass Sunday morning, shouting hallelujah, yesterday is gone. Our freedom is a choir, and mercy is a song.
Singing, oh, 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 there is a life for every soul. No matter where you've been, just come on, oh, 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 let all God's children sing along. Hallelujah.
what you've done. You don't deserve to be free.